may be considered too disturbing or mature for some audiences, listener discretion is strongly advised. For those sticking around, you've been warned.
Dark greetings to all you loyal listeners across the globe, and all you fresh new initiates alike. Nathan Shelton here, the creator of the Frightmare Theater podcast. You may not know this, but creating a high-quality horror anthology audio drama series is a monstrous undertaking. If you love the audacious audio atrocities we unleash here at Arcane, we urge you to help us share the screams by rating and reviewing Frightmare Theater on your preferred listening app and sharing on social media. For those like-minded horror hounds out there who are interested in supporting our little show financially, we welcome you to join our undead family on Patreon. Or, for those fearing that monthly commitment, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/frightmare. Every dollar goes directly to our monthly production costs and keeping our talented writers, performers, and musicians fed and let out of the dungeons occasionally. Find out more about our show and the deviant minds that create it at frightmaretheater.com. Oh, it's feeding time already. Well, gotta run. Enjoy tonight's terrifying episode.
The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. There are those that believe that when one dreams at night, they are actually creating new realms of reality, and that upon waking, they become once again trapped within this reality. Presuming the theory to be true, what if one could permanently maintain a state of unconsciousness in this world and live out an entire lifetime within their created world? Would that make those realities any less real to them? And what does that say about our own reality? Who or what is dreaming us? And what would happen should they awaken? And now, loyal listeners, it is time to turn down the lights and turn up the terror as we join together in the waking nightmare known as Frightmare Theater.
Little beasties, and welcome to yet another fascinating episode of Frightmare Theater. I am your unholy usher for this undeniably uplifting episode, Dr. Necropolis. And due to contractual obligations, we must now turn over the mic to our hard-working hunchback handyman, Greg, for his yearly segment, Ghost Gabs with Greg.
Hooray!
Make room, Al. I'm coming in there with you. I can't sit through this alone.
Tonight on Ghost Gabs with Greg, our station handyman Greg takes calls from listeners just like you, discussing a wide range of topics from ghosts to specters and everything in between. The lines are open. Greg?
Thanks, Mr. the Announcer. Hi, everybody. I'm Craig, and welcome to Ghost Gabs with Craig. That's me. Do you have a ghost? Well, do you want to gab about it? You do? Then why don't you give us a call?
Greg, we've got caller one on the line.
That's great. Send them through. Hi there. Thank you for calling Ghost Gabs with Craig. I'm Craig. Do you want to gab about a ghost?
Hi, yes, I am. I think I'm haunted.
Wow-wee! Tell us more.
Well, I guess it all started once I recited a silly spell. Or at least I thought it was silly.
That'll get you every time.
Yeah, I guess so. After I said the spell, I immediately felt like my body was being taken over by an outside presence, and long story short, I'm possessed.
A Ghost Gabs with Greg first, everyone! You must be thrilled, Caller One!
Not exactly. I'm trying to see if you can help me get unpossessed.
Why, of course I can!
Really?
Sure! All you gotta do is say, "Get out of my body, you ghosty goo!" real loud!
That's it?
That's it!
Oh, well, okay then, here it goes. Get out of my body, you ghostly goo! Ow! Ow!
Another satisfied caller!
No, my body is getting really hot, like, really hot!
Ow!
Ow!
Uh-oh. Do you smell brimstone?
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, Caller One, but you have a demon. That's not a ghost, specter, or anything in between. Sorry, buddy, but that's not what we do on this program. We're gonna have to let you go.
Seriously? What am I supposed to do now?
You're gonna wanna call Demon Discussions with Gerald. He's on every other Tuesday at 9 a.m. Call back then.
What?
All right, Greg, we've got time for just one more caller. I've got them pulled up right now.
Fantastic! Hey there, Caller Two. Welcome to Ghost Gabs with Greg. I'm Greg.
Hi, Greg. I thought it would be fun to gab about the life of an actual guy like me. I'm down what my daily life is like.
Well, that's about enough of that.
Ouch, Greg! Now, I don't know about you all at home, but all this talk about demonic possession and ghosts reminds me that it's high time we paid a visit to our old friend Mel and her pesky poltergeist pal Danny from last season's episode, Haunted Me. For those of you who have not yet listened to last season's episode, we highly recommend going back before proceeding. For the rest of us, get ready to sit back and enjoy tonight's follow-up of Furiously Funny Fear with Haunted Me 2. Roll it, Al! Oh, wake up, Agnes!
So meta with this episode.
Just for the recap.
All right, here it goes. You've reached the voicemail box of Mel Sullivan, former antique and art buyer for the extremely wealthy. I'm sorry I can't get to the phone right now. I'm too busy trying to free my best friend's soul from an ancient book of annoying demons. They like to call me Keeper. I don't know why. I didn't choose this. I've asked them to stop. Maddening.
Try living with them. I mean, Azazel's okay, but he just doesn't stop talking.
Anyways, ever since my last client, Oslo Pinkerton,
aka Lieutenant Dicktool,
had me find this stupid book, I've been traveling the globe for his shady employer, hunting down more ancient artifacts and trapping the demons guarding them inside the book in exchange for Danny's freedom. So, I'm too busy to come to the phone right now. You can leave a message, like, if you want, but I will not call you back. How was that? Is that enough exposition?
Pushed through it a bit there, didn't you?
What do you want from me, Dee? We only have so much time for this episode.
It's the parts of the dragon in the closet.
Come on! We're gonna be late!
You'll trip on your... I'm sorry! I can't do it!
We have to wake up.
What?
Mommy, that lady farted.
It's rude to smell people, dear.
Nap time's over, bitch! We've landed! You're mumbling in your sleep. Were you having that dream again?
Yeah. Hang on, all right? Give me a second. Ah, better.
Mommy, why is she talking to herself?
Because she drinks like Daddy, sweetheart.
Let me guess. Lizzo?
What?
Ladies, gentlemen, non-binary and gender fluid passengers, we appreciate your patience as our ground crew takes their sweet time getting here. It's a sunny 76 degree day in the Bay Area, so feel free to stare longingly out of your windows. Christ.
In your wet dream, who was it this time?
No, not that dream. The other one.
Oh. Anything new this time?
She's doing it again, Mommy.
I know, honey. Don't make eye contact. Yeah, church. I think. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Seriously? Pinkerton called me 15 times.
16.
What?
Where are you?
Why do you need to know?
He doesn't. Tell him he doesn't.
Because I need to know if you received my message this morning. I have another assignment for you. The staff of-
Osiris, yes, I know. What do you think I'm doing in California?
You had better be there looking for the staff or else
No, idiot. I'm here because I already found it. All right, keep up. Now, are you going to keep micromanaging me or can I go do my job?
Believe me, I take no issue with your swift execution. However, your communication skills leave much to be desired. I've wasted half the morning trying to get a hold of you.
Aw, Pinky. You say that like I value your time.
Isn't it a little early for happy hour on the West Coast?
This is kombucha.
No, it's not.
It's not? Oh.
Miss Sullivan.
Look, man, I've had real messed up dreams the last couple of weeks.
Oh?
And do you want me to be focused or out of my damn mind?
She talks like Daddy, too.
Two things can be true.
Dude.
Just saying.
Good news, folks. We sure do appreciate your patience with us. Should be just a few more minutes before the Marshaler and his crew remember that they actually work here. No, you calm down, Jane.
Oops, looks like I don't have to go, but I'm still gonna.
Get up. Hang it up.
Wait,
hang
before you...
Hang it up. Stop
hang
calling me.
It up.
Miss Sullivan. Miss Sullivan. I will not kill the keeper. Oh dear. My lord, I was just about to call you with an update.
How close are we, Oslo?
The keeper is on her way to collect one of the last remaining locks as we speak. Only a handful remain unbroken.
Good. She's starting to remember.
We are making progress, but it's slow. I've been gently triggering her memories through her dreams, but the spell used to wipe them was very powerful. It's going to take more time.
Then cast a stronger one. I want her fully recovered by the winter solstice.
But my lord, the winter solstice is 6 months ahead of schedule. She needs more time. If we force her memories to return that abruptly, there's a rather large risk of irreparable damage and...
Do you doubt my keeper, Oslo?
Of course not, my lord.
Do whatever it takes.
But...
Remember the last time you disappointed me.
Of course. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Wait, you used to date this chick? Why the hell did I never hear about
her? We didn't date. We met one time at an auction. We had a few drinks at her place after, and she showed off the staff with some other black market pieces she had to try to impress me.
Well, did it work? So why are you acting so nervous? Oh, you never called her, did you?
As a matter of fact, yes, I did. I called her this morning.
Wow, you are worse than men.
In my defense, she does this thing where she talks to inanimate objects when she's nervous.
How is that not endearing?
She gives them little weird voices. It's unsettling.
No one's asking you to marry her. I'm just saying. Now might be an opportunity for you to have a little fun. The last time you had any of that was a long time ago. Like, a long time.
Thank you, Danny, but it's not like that. She just thinks I'm taking a look at the staff for a buyer, right? That makes this a business transaction.
Long, long time ago.
Stop it.
And having an invisible third wheel floating around bit of a mojo killer.
Stop.
Unless you're into that.
I'm not.
Great, me neither. So I'm just gonna give you guys some privacy.
No, come on, dude. Don't leave me alone with her. It's gonna be super awkward.
Then just break the tension by explaining she's got a demon living in her studio. You'll save the day. She'll be ever so grateful. Maybe give you a little thanky panky.
Danny.
It's gonna be great. Have fun. Bye bye.
Come on, dude. Please don't go in the book. Danny. Really? You're just gonna leave me here alone? Great. I need human friends. Liz Everson!
You never called me, you bitch. I'm screwing with you. Kinda. Come on in.
Okay.
You look good.
Thanks, so do you. Seems like you're doing well.
You don't know the half of it, lady. Quiet, Rembrandt. I kid, but seriously, I'm great. Drink?
Only if there's alcohol in it.
So, it's been a while since the Bilford Estate auction. Word had it you quit the industry. I was pleasantly surprised when you called asking to see my staff of Osiris again. Unless that was just a euphemism. You wish! Shut up, Rembrandt!
Yeah, no. Like I said on the phone, I've actually been doing a long-term contract with a high-value client.
Let me guess. Old white British guy who's got a thing for ancient Egypt?
Definitely one of those, but worse. He's also got the wallet to match.
Well then, right this way.
You know, I still can't believe the staff of Osiris actually exists. I always thought it was just a symbol, like just another part of mythology, like Moses' staff or Cupid's arrow or Buddha's, like, diabetes.
I thought so too, but I think you'll find this staff is full of surprises.
I believe it. Wow! You've upped your security since last time I was here.
I've taken some extra precautions. Can't be too careful what with that history killer running rampant, you know?
Yeah, totally. Actually, no. What's that?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you haven't heard of it yet. Everyone on the boards is buzzing about it. Basically, someone is tracking down ancient artifacts from around the world and destroying them, erasing centuries of history. Can you believe it?
Oh, no.
So naturally, I got curious.
Oh, no.
And I did a little bit of digging on all the artifacts that this person ruined, and get this. Turns out, each of the artifacts was supposedly haunted.
What?
Including my staff here.
What?
Which is nuts. I mean, I talk to my pieces all the time, but I don't expect them to actually talk back.
Right?
So you can imagine my surprise when it did.
What?
The staff told me a story. Have you heard of the prophecy of the demon keeper?
No, I mean, nope. Can't say that I have. Hey, do you mind keeping the door open? It's just a little claustrophobic in here.
It said the keeper of demons would return one day to gather the dark spirits of the world in their book of darkness and bring about the end of days.
The stick told you that, huh? About that door.
That's when I put two and two together. Whoever was destroying these artifacts wasn't trying to kill these demons. They were collecting them.
Cool story, you know? Suddenly, I'm not feeling so good. You mind opening up
Then I heard something even more interesting. The last thing Mel Sullivan was tracking down before going AWOL was an ancient spellbook.
You put something in my drink?
Why would I ruin top shelf bourbon when I have this?
Liz, wait!
Turns out the staff can give me the power to heal and destroy. Nuts, right? Not as crazy, however, as learning you went on a date with the mother flippin' Antichrist.
Wasn't a date.
I'm sorry, how was it not a date?
Because it was a work event, and I am a professional.
We had sex.
As professionals.
It all makes sense now. The ego, the way you treat people who dare get close to you, the reason you always act like you're so much better than everyone else. Well, guess what? You're never getting my staff, and you're not adding any more demons to your book of evil.
Liz, come on. Listen to yourself. I don't have a book. Except that one. I do have that one.
What's wrong, Mel? Butthurt, you're not the only one who's special, who's been given a greater purpose.
What?
The universe brought you and your demon book to me for the same reason it brought me to this staff, to fulfill my destiny and stop you before it's too late. It's nothing personal. Try to understand. I don't want to kill you. I'm just saving the world. I'm going to be a hero!
Shut the fuck up! Okay, fine. Look, yes, I'm the keeper. But it's not what you think, and neither is that staff. Trust me, you don't want to read that book.
Reading wasn't what I had in mind. Son of a...
That's not gonna work!
Shut up!
That's premium cursed leather, man. You ain't ripping through that.
I said shut up!
I want to die! Gotcha!
Hey, let go!
The book can't be destroyed. Trust me, I tried. Now give me the freaking staff before you blow up the whole block.
Never!
Listen to me. The demon must have sensed I was coming for it, so it tricked you into giving me a hard time, because that's what demons do. They're dickless liars that screw around, and they don't know when to stop because they have the maturity level of a 3-year-old. There's no demon army. There's no end of days. My job is simply to find them and bag them. That's it.
What the hell do you think you're collecting the demons for, huh? Fun? I mean, come on, Mel. Deep down, you must have known something else was up.
No! Get off!
I'm sorry, Mel. For what it's worth, I really did like you.
It hurts, Keeper!
It hurts us!
No.
Something's wrong. I can't move! What's happening to me?
Whoa! Fuck! This is weird! Gravity! Forgot about that stuff!
Danny? Is that you?
Oh, hey! You okay? The book sensed you were in danger, so I poked my head out, saw your date wasn't going so well.
Not a date.
So I guess I kinda possessed her here a little bit. And, you know, I'm starting to realize I forgot what it feels like to feel things. Isn't that crazy? I'm having a bit of an existential crisis about it. Oh my God. Whew! Breathing! Forgot about that too!
Oh, sweet mercy, please hit me again.
Focus. I need you to hold on to her as long as you can while I... Damn it, Danny!
Whoops!
Oopsie doodle! That was my bad. I was not aware that this staff could pack a punch. I will. Ooh. Mel, look, I'm bleeding. I can bleed again.
Danny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Do your little demon trapping ritual thing. I got this bitch under control.
Right, here we go. Entity that guards this vessel with this knife, I sever your ties to the world.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, sorry. It's just, you know, destroying things with a magical staff is very fun. Plus, this chick totally tried to kill you, so let's fuck her shit up.
No.
Woo!
Danny, stop.
Oh, yeah!
Danny, give me the staff. I said give it to me.
No! Mel! The demon!
Quick, it's escaping.
Escaping? Now why would I do that? This is far too much fun.
Then at least get your mug out of my face. You smell like ass.
I was wondering when you were coming back. Started to think you'd forgotten about me.
Stick around. It gets better. Ouch. With my blood, I bind you, and with this book, I keep you, and so it is so... So it is. Whatever. Just get the hell in the book.
Oh, as you wish. Oh, we're going to have so much fun.
Whew, that was close. Are you okay, Danny?
I'm sorry. I couldn't stop.
It's okay,
I know,
dude.
No, it's not. I couldn't. I didn't want to stop. It felt... I gotta go. I need to get out of this spot.
Danny.
I'm sorry.
My staff! What have you done?
I done broke it.
No! You monster! You pawn of evil! You... Wait. What are you gonna do? Please?
Believe whatever other bullshit you want, but I ain't nobody's pawn. I'm here because I choose to be. Just like you chose to try to kill me. And just like I'm choosing not to be a dick about it.
This changes nothing. I'm not going to stop until I find a way to destroy that book.
Yeah, well, when you figure it out, call me. Get her out. Now.
That was fast. Welcome back, Miss Sullivan. How was your trip?
Like you care.
Fair point.
You didn't tell me... Hush. You didn't tell me when Danny got trapped that the book would change her.
Her soul is sharing a space with hundreds of demons. What did you expect?
That's it. I'm calling it. Get her out. Now. We're done.
That's not the deal.
Yeah, and what exactly is the deal again? Because last I checked, I was in a hunter-gatherer type situation, but I just got back from almost being friggin' murdered, all right, because some folks seem to be under the impression that I'm some kind of antichrist. Want to tell me what the hell that's all about? Because I think I deserve that much. Hello? You gonna say something or you're just gonna stare at your desk phone all day?
You're right.
I know, and... Wait, what?
The last 6 months have been, to put it mildly, a turbulent experience for us both. But believe it or not, the decision to keep you in the dark was more or less for your own protection.
You had 6 months to think of a believable excuse, and that's the best you could come up with?
You mentioned experiencing troubling dreams. They involve your mother, don't they?
What the hell does that have to do with any... Wait, how do you know that?
Because they aren't dreams. They're memories. Ones that were taken from you many years ago. And now it's time I gave them back.
Get the hell out of here. Are you high? Hey, I can't move. Pinky, what the hell? Are you doing this?
I truly did try to find a safer way to do this, but I'm afraid we've run out of time for that.
Fork this! Fork you! We had a deal! Why the hell is your hand glowing?
When you wake up, you'll remember everything and all of this will make sense. Well, either that or you'll go mad.
Excuse me?
Whatever it takes.
Back! Back up! Don't you touch me! I mean it!
See you on the other side, Miss Sullivan.
Well, if it's not one thing, it's another for old memory-addled Mel. I'm sure she's ready to close the book on the whole affair. And that goes for all of us here tonight, too, my little beasties. As we close this book on tonight's eerie episode, we want to wish each and every one of you dark dreams and noxious nightmares until we meet again.
The Frightmare Theatre Podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where your nightmares melt in your mouths and not in your hands. Tonight's radio theatre presentation, entitled Haunted Me Too, was written and directed by Fee Basinavicius and featured the voice talents of Marissa Chastain, Fee Basinavicius, Sarah Nutt, Darren Robinson, Leo Lacamera, and Nathan Shelton. The Frightmare Theatre theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and Allison Johnson, and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theatre on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theatre podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, YouTube, or your favorite listening app. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theatre can be unearthed at frightmaretheatrepodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you submit to our auditory atrocities again next time for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer, wishing you pleasant dreams.